This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, August 23rd. Well, a boost in cattle prices give traders pause in Thursday's market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
I guess what's kind of interesting to us here again today is going to be that live cattle market. It looks as though we're trying to carve out a bottom here. It looks as though we're trying to have some sort of technical bounce. Not a ton of fundamental news out there. It's important to kind of see what the other side's thinking. Now, I'm a fundamental trader myself. I like supply and demand and those types of things, but there also are the technicians out there, and sometimes they actually take over if we don't see a ton of technical news. So I would say right now, technically speaking, that's what we're looking at. There isn't a ton of news out there. It's a slower time of year also as well. So it seems as though we've got a little bit of a technical bounce here going on.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 4.75 at 467. September corn was up 0.75 at 362.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day up 15, ranging from 555 to 575. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 7, ranging from 513.25 to 523.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 3.75, ranging from 573.5 to 578.5. Live cattle for August was up $2.30 at 105.07.5. August feeder cattle was up $1.02.5 to 138.52.5. And August Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 17.57.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.